to facilitate economic growth, job creation and strong communities in northern Manitoba. The Manitoba government is proud to announce it is providing $1.46 million to seven mineral development projects approved through the Manitoba Mineral Development Fund, MMDF, as managed by the Manitoba Chambers of Commerce. Manitoba continues to be a world leader in responsible mineral development, said Economic Development, Investment, Trade and Natural Resources Minister Jamie Moses. I'd like to thank and congratulate the Manitoba Chambers of Commerce for identifying the latest round of funding recipients that will further Manitoba's competitiveness in the mining sector, particularly in northern Manitoba, which will provide lasting advantages to local communities. The $1.46 million conditionally approved funding will result in over $8.7 million in total capital project investment to support mineral exploration activities, drill programs and consulting services for community engagement. Mineral exploration and development in Manitoba continue to create economic benefits for the province and for northern Manitoba, said Chuck Davidson, president and CEO of the Manitoba Chambers of Commerce and chair of the Manitoba Mineral Development Fund Board. Since the program launched in July 2020, the fund has approved more than $11 million towards a range of mining and economic development projects across Manitoba, authorized 68 projects, created 318 short-term jobs, 167 long-term jobs, 163 partnerships, and leveraged investments of $69 million. The approved projects include Canadian Gold Corp, Flin Flon, Grid Metals Corp, Lac du Bonnet, Lewin Metals, Thompson, Lodestar Battery Metal Corp, Snowlake, Manitoba Prospectors Developers Association, Manitoba, T2 Metals Corp, Flin Flon, Town of Lynn Lake, Lynn Lake. I am grateful to the MMDF for their support of the William Lake Nickel Project. It is an excellent example of how industry and the government can work together to promote further investment in Manitoba for mineral exploration, said Christopher Piggott, Managing Director of Lewin Metals. We believe that the William Lake Nickel Project is a significant nickel project within the Thompson Belt, and receiving this funding enables Lewin to advance our exploration efforts. The Manitoba Mineral Development Fund is a $20 million provincial fund, administered by the Manitoba Chambers of Commerce, that provides funding for northern economic development and mining projects that create indigenous partnerships, increase local employment, and stimulate investment in northern Manitoba. The Manitoba government has committed to annual investment in the MMDF of up to 6% of tax revenues from the Mining Tax Act, which are collected at a graduated rate on profit generated by mining businesses, the minister noted. Upcoming intake dates for MMDF applications are November 7, 2023, January 9, 2024, and March 7, 2024. For more information on the Manitoba Mineral Development Fund, visit https://mmdf.ca/.manitoba-mineral-development-funding for seven projects. Canadian Gold Corp, Flin Flon. Canadian Gold Corporation is a Toronto-based mineral exploration and development company whose objective is to expand the high-grade gold resource at the past-producing Tartan Mine. The drill exploration project is to provide potential for a new mine near Flin Flon after the closure of 777 Mine. Grid Metals Corp, Lac du Bonnet. Grid Metals Corp is a junior exploration company listed on TSXV consisting of an experienced team and board of directors. Active in mineral exploration holdings for lithium and nickel in Manitoba with the Falcon West Project. Lewin Metals, Thompson. Lewin Metals Limited, Lewin. As a mineral explorer committed to securing critical metals vital for the advancement of electric vehicles and renewable energy. The company is exploring for high-grade nickel, copper and PGE mineralization hosted in sulfides in their William Lake Nickel property. Lodestar Battery Metal Corp, Snowlake. Lodestar Battery Metal Corporation has been in operations for 10 years. The company is focusing on Snow Lake, Manitoba properties, Penny and Penny East. Their project has a threefold focus that includes conducting an airborne survey, surface sampling and a drill test. Manitoba Prospectors Developers Association, Manitoba MPDA, in collaboration with iTotem Analytics, is to conduct a study on the economic impact and social benefits of the mineral exploration industry in Manitoba. Aims to generate job opportunities, foster business growth, and reduce capital leakage to firms outside the province. T2 Metals Corp., Flin Flon. T2 Metals Corporation is a junior mineral exploration company listed on TSXV consisting of an experienced team and board of directors. Consists of a drilling campaign that focuses on copper and base metal projects including the Sheridan Mining Camp in the Flin Flon Snow Lake District. Town of Lynn Lake, Lynn Lake. The town of Lynn Lake is requesting funding to support the recertification and rehabilitation of the registered Lynn Lake Airport. The Lynn Lake region has a burgeoning mining industry, with Alamos Gold seeking investment funding to develop a high-grade gold mining operation.